118-102 is the final. The Celtics win it. And our first conversation with Evan Fournier joining us from the Celtics locker room. I mean, I know they had to lead you to where the microphone is. Like, you're still trying to figure out where everything is. I can't even imagine. First of all, let's start with this. After the what happened here Monday night, and going through the week you've had, which we're going to talk about, because people don't realize that you actually had to go to Oklahoma City this last week. What did it feel like in the fourth quarter when the ball started to go in the way it always has for you in this league?
I mean, to be honest, I was like, finally, you know, to, but you know, the funny part is I actually never scored, I actually never made more than six threes in my career. Yep. So tonight was a career high. So I guess it was just, you know, I was just happy to be able to make shots. And to be quite honest, it's really because of my teammates. I mean, those guys kept, you know, looking for me. And, you know, they were really happy that, you know, I got some good looks, and you know, you could tell the whole team was happy for me. So, you know, that's great for the team. I'm happy.
It's so jarring to be traded, to go through this major life change and play at this level, everything you had to do. And I don't think people realize you actually went to Oklahoma City last weekend, right?
Yeah, I did. So when I first got traded on the Wednesday, the next day I was in a plane to Boston. I had all my physicals, and then the next day I went to Oklahoma City. And once I landed in, you know, in OKC, I had the news that I was positive. So I had to stay the whole day in my room, just being nervous as hell, not knowing what's going on. And then, you know, I did a couple more tests, and I was positive. So I was able to, you know, fly back with the team.
Evan, in a situation like this where you make one and you make another, I understand sometimes shooters get that feeling. Did you get that feeling that you couldn't miss, or was it just the looks you had and the ball kept going in?
Honestly, it was just a matter of having airspace at that point, because, you know, my first three in the second half was semi-open. And so, you know, I kind of found that rhythm and that airspace. And like I said, the guys kept feeding me. So, you know, I had good looks. And I mean, to be honest, I don't even think I touched the rim. So I was just in that zone, you know.
Ultimately, when you get traded, you try and find your way along with your new team. And this is something new for you, obviously. Was tonight the night you really finally felt comfortable?
Well, I mean, I did feel better on the court during that fourth quarter. Yeah. But, you know, I think there's a long way for me in terms of understanding what this team is trying to accomplish defensively and offensively. You know, I still have, obviously, old habits from the Magic. And you know, it's really a challenge. Like, I never got traded in season like that. So you don't really have time to adjust. And you know, fans don't care. And, you know, nobody cares. You have to be able to perform from day one. And I gotta say, it's not easy, but you know, I'm a competitor, and you know, I'm determined to help this team win games, and you know, I'm gonna try everything to do that.
This entire last year has been the twilight zone for everybody in this very bizarre world we're in right now. But I can't imagine what it's like for you to turn on the TV and see Aaron playing in Denver, and to see Nick playing in Chicago. I mean, it must feel like the entire world for in a week is upside down.
Yeah, it's really awkward. Even like, I mean, seeing my jersey with number 94, because obviously 10 is not available. I'm like, man, it's just awkward. And, you know, I actually have a funny story. So the first game before New Orleans, so I'm leaving the hotel, driving to, you know, the game. And so I have to make a right. I can see the arena, and there's like three ways. And I should have made the strong right, and I went left. And man, I went to the interstate, and I drove an extra 20 minutes. I was like, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
Yeah. Spoiler alert: the city was not set up for people who are not from here. It's almost like one big practical.
And I had
joke.
The GPS on, but I was still lost. So man, just
this is the first time a lot of Celtic fans are hearing your voice. But tell them. Boston is a city that has a lot of little towns with a lot of little crazy names, but the districts in Paris are not called by names, right? And that's why you were number 94.
Yeah, so I got that question a lot. So I'm not actually from Paris. I'm like, you know, in the suburbs, like right at the border. And so the district of where I live is 94. So that's why I wear that number.
Evan Fournier with a career high 7 threes. So as we let you go, I guess that begs this question: are we safe to Google you tonight?
Oh, you're never safe from that. You're never safe from that.
Evan, congratulations. We'll talk to you soon. We look forward to a time when we're back on the plane with you and everything's kind of back to normal. I know hopefully this day gets you one step closer to your normal.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Nice to meet you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.